Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story Podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are, again,
Why Your Story.
Yes, we are. We are brought to you today from the beautiful home of SVI Media, located here in Afton, Wyoming. And the crowd goes crazy. Home of Duke Dance, Senator Dan Dockstetter, Dal Erickson.
Some great folks.
The good people.
Yep.
And like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Star Valley Health. Thank you for all you do for us.
They have some great doctors.
Yes.
They've got ear, nose, and throat specialists.
Keep us alive.
Now.
Yeah. Ear, nose, and throat, and a heart guy, cardiologist. Heart,
yes. And who do you go to for your medical doctor?
Dr. Morgan.
I go to Dr. Givens, and she's great.
Oh, yeah?
She's new.
I don't
Very
know Dr.
Smart.
Givens.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, Dr. Morgan's my guy.
Yeah, he's terrific. Yeah. Most people that go to him are pregnant, but we know why.
Well,
you go
that's
there.
Close. I'm close. I'm not quite there, but I have the weight gain.
Yeah.
And the bad attitudes in the morning.
And the cravings.
The cravings, but I can't have them now that I'm diabetic.
Mm, yeah.
So I crave it, but I just suffer. Yeah. Suffer.
Just suffereth.
People that have diabetes suffer.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Ugh.
And also Ecolife.
Ecolife.
Not Ecoli, Ecolife.
Ecolife.
Yep. For all your lawn care and pest control needs.
Because your lawn's going to be covered in snow soon.
Yeah. Now's a good time.
But the mice.
Fall time, though, is a great time to get your lawn fertilized for spring.
It sure is.
It really is. So call the good people there at Ecolife and get your lawn and bugs taken care of for the fall, winter.
That's correct.
It's been a long fall. I'm thankful for that because I'm just not ready for snow. Normally I am, but I'm not ready this year.
I agree. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful, but I suffered.
Oh.
Like I said, you just...
Did you not have pie?
I had a piece of pie that literally would have covered my thumb. I mean, I don't even know why I did it.
Oh,
it was probably the best bite I've had in years, though.
I bet.
It was unreal.
I bet. So. It's like when you're off of sugar, and then all of a sudden you start eating fruits, and you actually can kind of taste the fruits.
Oh, my word. They're
more.
So sugary.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without my apple a day.
Yeah.
I love my apple.
I only like the skins, so I just eat the skins. And I know, it's weird. I know. But it's good for you still.
I wonder if there's a disease name for that. Someone that just likes the skin of apples.
I'm not sure.
I'll look it up. There's got to be something Latin for weirdo.
Huh? Well, I caught that.
Oh. There is nutrients in almost every skin.
That's true.
I was told that, because as a diabetic, you're supposed to stay away from potatoes. Mm-hmm. But I was told that I could eat the potato skins.
Yeah.
And so people are like, when they peel their potatoes, they give the potatoes to their family and then they like deep fry the skins and have them for like French fries. I'm like, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
But I looked it up and just for the skins of one, medium sized potato, it's still 16 carbs.
Oh, wow.
So that's still a lot of carbohydrates.
That is.
So
there's
probably
sugar
not.
And carbs for sure.
Probably not going to happen for me.
Yeah. So basically you had a bite of turkey.
I had a load of turkey.
Did you?
I did. Nice. Lots of vegetables, lots of turkey. I tried a little bit of, my wife made a sweet potato
pie.
I love
sweet potatoes.
No brown sugar. She left a section with no brown sugar and marshmallow stuff. So.
Oh, then that wouldn't be very good.
That's what I'm saying. You just, you eat and you're just like, why? Why are we having Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Let's just cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you feeling better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Good.
I'm not happy about it, but I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
Because to me, happiness was food.
For sure.
I think we already talked about that.
Yeah,
so
we have.
You've taken 3/4 of my happiness, mm-hmm. daily happiness away. So I got to figure out how I'm going to
I know. I don't know how I'm going to survive the holidays. Why, no sugars. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's rough.
It
rough. So then there's that. And then you put the diabetes medication on top of it.
Yep.
And now you're now life sucks.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Now it's menstrual cramps.
It is.
Yeah.
For guys
it
too.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just one thing or another.
It is.
But put a smile on. You go to family functions and your in-laws, and you just smile your way through it. And when you're done smiling, you just leave. You just go find something to do. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, my grandson asked if trees poop?
What?
Yeah, I asked.
Why? Why would he
poop.
Ask that?
Well, I said, of course. Where do you think we get number two pencils from?
Oh my gosh.
Bum, bum, bum.
I need a list of sound effects. That's what I need. I just need one of those. Wah, 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 wah.
Yep, okay, that's my joke of the day.
Now I'm not going to touch a pencil again now.
Who does number two work for?
Well, good deal. Well, we actually have a guest today.
We do.
And I know this guest.
You do. You sleep with this guest.
I do.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah. That's my wife, Megan.
Look, she's all pinking up.
Didn't know we were going to discuss our personal life. Yeah.
Everything. That's what I told you.
Everything goes.
Everything goes on the podcast.
Yeah, except for politics. And
yeah, we can't talk about politics.
Yeah.
I think, I'm pretty sure everybody knows where I stand, but it's we just don't discuss it.
Correct. Or skinny jeans. We don't talk about that either.
Well, you do. I don't. It's just completely disgusting. You want to ruin my day? Put a picture of Joe Biden in skinny jeans. That'll ruin my day.
Just a picture of Joe Biden would ruin my day.
Well, I'm just saying it really gets bad when he's in skinny jeans.
True. Trump would be worse, though, in skinny jeans.
To me, it wouldn't darken my day so much.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah, he just...
I mean, I wouldn't. He wouldn't do it just because of who he is, but...
Right.
I'm just saying. People that have clout wouldn't wear the skinny jeans.
That's true.
It just diminishes from their persona.
Okay, whatever.
But anyway, let's move on, shall we? So
we shall.
So, Megan,
yes.
We asked you to come in today because you're working on something that the people that listen to this podcast probably ought to know about.
That's right.
And how long have you been on this journey?
Well, I'm going on a year and a half. And I created not a podcast. This is your podcast.
This is mine. I created the podcast.
Yes, I created an app, and it's called Kindness Matters. And it is designed to improve a culture of kindness in our schools, in our school settings.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. So mm-hmm. not everybody can just go out and create an app. So you're talking like mm-hmm. little buttons on our phone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
So you own an app?
I do.
So how does a person just... create an app? How does that happen?
That is a really good question. So, first of all, I was writing a thesis for my master's degree and had to do a copious amount of research. And as I did so, I realized that we needed a tool inside our schools that could possibly lift this burden from our teachers and our principals, but also change the culture. So anytime you're inside a school and you're trying to do something, you cannot add more load to your teachers and your principals because they are spread so thin. So I needed to design something that students could then kind of take hold of themselves. Well, where do students communicate? How do students communicate?
The phone.
They have their phones. Yep. And so I decided it must be an app that was going to be the quickest and most efficient way for students to actually take hold of this and ownership of it and run with it. So then I contacted a company, and it's called Crowdbotics. And it is designed to, it's kind of an interesting idea for a company, and it's basically designed to have sections of code that are similar in all apps. And then it's kind of, I'm a librarian, so I pull from a library metaphor here, and that is they have section of code that are like books, and they pull the books and they order them all in one order, and then they change it up, and then they customize it for you to make it specific for your app. But there are similar sets of code in almost all apps, and so they just pull those different sets of code and then rearrange them and put them together to build your app.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I am not a coder. I am not even a computer scientist. I am very far from that. I'm way too old for that. And so this company was able to just help me go from conception to actual application. So wow.
That is amazing. It really is.
And is that a cheap thing to do?
No. I mean,
it's not a cheap thing, is it?
No. Travis can attest to that.
Yeah. It's not.
No. But it's a good thing.
Let's get into that.
Yeah. Okay.
So in general, apps are a good thing, you know, generally
sometimes.
Speaking.
Sometimes.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
So what does this app do? You said it's something about spreading kindness.
Yes. So this app is designed to allow students to notice acts of kindness and report them on the app. And then it actually has a psychological component that has a survey that asks them how this makes them feel. Because the research and the actual proof shows that just by noticing an act of kindness, it has the actual same benefits as performing an act of kindness. So psychologically, cool. It's the same thing. Now, if you were to ask, and there are many wonderful teachers in a school setting that provide opportunities for students to go do acts of service, but that takes them a serious groundwork. They have got to get buses to take them to the food bank or whatever, and they've got to organize all of that. It is some serious upload. But with this app and capitalizing on that fact that just noticing acts of kindness has the absolute same effect psychologically and beneficially for the student, then you can just have kids notice the acts of kindness going on all around them all the time. Mm-hmm. And then it has that same reinforcing feature. And so then they recognize it. And then hopefully that is cyclical in nature and they will continue doing that. The app also measures student perception. And so this is the key part that administrators really like to hone in on, because what we're trying to do, what we are set out to do, is to change the culture inside schools. And culture is simply just learned patterns of perception, learned patterns of behavior and thinking. And the way you learn those is through perception. And so what happens in the human psyche is that we notice everything that's negative. If you ask the kiddos, hey, what went wrong today, they will tell you 100 things that went wrong today. Sure. Just kind of like Travis at the beginning of this podcast.
Oh man,
he saw everything. Do you want to know what's wrong with my day?
I'll tell you, because I do. I focus on the negative things.
Human beings do. Yeah. We're kind of programmed that for that because we're survivors by nature, and so that we hone in on negativity.
Sure.
And so we have to. This app is basically designed to retrain your brain to focus on the things that are good. Good is happening right alongside that really thumb-sized print of pie that Travis had. There was probably some really great vegetables that tasted really good.
Not as good as the pie. Yeah. Not even in the same ballpark, though.
But the conversation was equally as good, probably, at that table. Yeah. It was with me, so you have
to say
yes. And
you were with family. And so, yeah.
I agree. And yeah, let's not talk about my problems. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. But it was a great case in point.
Yeah.
Right.
The case in point is that we automatically focus on the negative. Kiddos are no different. They do that, and they'll tell you everything that went wrong in their class, everything that they didn't. But if you can teach them to start to notice the good and report it, actually makes those behavior patterns solidify. They report it, then they do this survey that it measures their perceptions, and perceptions are the way you can change culture.
So, nice. So do people sometimes nominate themselves?
No, this app is all designed because you have to, in a school setting, this has to be really kind of careful. You have to handle this really carefully.
Sure.
It has to be, it's really altruistic, not egocentric.
Okay.
So the way the app is designed is it's anonymous. So the person who is reporting the act of kindness, you don't see that person's name on the newsfeed.
Mm.
And the person they are reporting about, you don't see on the newsfeed. You just see the act of kindness itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the app actually is just gathering the names of those people, because you have to fill out a form before it goes on to the newsfeed.
Okay.
So then schools can opt to or choose to recognize those student leaders in their school. So a school can then run the report and say, you know what, Travis, we noticed that you did 20 acts of kindness that people recognized and reported, and here's a gift card to Maverick. Thanks for being a student leader.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's really cool.
Thanks for being a service leader. There are a myriad of other ways you can actually capitalize on the perception information as far as schools go. It helps them drill down. There's 10 different categories of perception that it will measure. And it helps schools drill down to say, you know what, we're really good at this part, but we are clearly off base on this part, and we will focus now our efforts on this. It helps schools to understand which part of the culture or which part of the perception, student perception, is lacking and what they can boost.
So what are some of those 10 things?
Categories.
Yes.
So one of them is environment. So the environment around them, like, is it a welcoming environment? When you walk into the school, you know, does it feel good? A lot of them, I didn't bring all 10 with me. I should have reviewed those 10 before I came. But they're just the things that students see. So what I found in most of the surveys that I've gathered so far is that the students' perception of teachers is really high, actually.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, yeah, the teacher relationships with students are actually pretty phenomenally high. I usually rank it the highest in almost every school I've been in so far. It's been like perceptions of, you know, the environment has been pretty good too, but perceptions of what is valued are super interesting to analyze. And one of the things I did in my research is so teachers or adults often think they understand what students think or feel about things, but that they're off base. So the difference, like when you give a survey to teachers and you say, what do you think the kids are thinking or feeling about this or this or this? And then you do that very same survey to the kids, the difference is quite vast.
Wow.
And so you can't really gather that information from adults. You must gather that information from the kiddos themselves.
You bet.
And then in each school, it's a little different. I send a report to the school principal and say, here you go. This is what it looks like right now. After the use of the app, we'll test again at the end of the school year, and let's take a look and see what happens. See what happens just when the app is in play.
Sure.
Or if they have some other intervention programs that they want to do, then we can also measure, you know, what that did to those student perceptions over time, over a school year time.
So how many schools are you in now?
So we are in, we just started in this area, so we are in 5 schools right here, and then also the Wyoming Virtual Schools that's over the whole state
that's
of Wyoming.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're developing there too. So we're just getting started, and then actually we have a couple schools in Utah as well that have decided to pick it up. Because I partnered with a company called Stand For Kind out of Utah, and they have a myriad of resources for schools to really address mental health and all of the problems that we're seeing inside of our schools with that. And my app ended up just being another resource that they were super happy to have under their umbrella. And so I've been spreading in Utah to their schools that they're already established in.
Oh, I love this.
So you mentioned the word research. What prompted you to research this stuff? How did this all come about?
Well, Travis is very aware of this, but I had a daughter who...
I'm trying to lead a podcast here.
Good job, Travis. We had some situations in school in which we had some sexual harassment situations in school to the point where it was quite damaging. And at the end of that experience in my own family, one of the things that my kiddos said was, you know what, Mom, I think this is happening all the time. We just pretend like it's okay. And that statement haunted me for a very long time. And I thought, what kind of culture are we creating when our students have to pretend like this behavior is okay? In the same sense, what kind of culture are we creating as adults in which yelling at it, screaming at each other is okay?
Correct.
You know, what kind of culture, and it's not just children. The children are learning it from the adults.
Yes.
And so what kind of culture are we creating for our children? And that question led me to say, what can we do about it? How can we change this? The funny thing is, I've tested this app with adults, and I'll give a little testimony that children are much easier to work with than adults.
And more honest, I think, probably, too.
They're willing to try things.
Yes.
They're willing to believe in a change. Mm-hmm. They're willing to do some things that maybe adults wouldn't be quite willing to do or believe in.
Sure.
And so I love working with children in that way because they are quite hopeful for the future, where sometimes we're a little cynical.
Yes, I agree. Travis is never cynical. So,
no, I don't. I am not cynical at all. But so most people don't just have an experience and decide to jump in and do research.
Well, that's Megan's turn of mind. I don't know. I.
So you weren't doing this for a college education?
I did do it for my thesis.
Okay, so we were working on a master's program?
I told you that at the first, didn't I say that?
I didn't remember.
She did.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's typical.
Yeah.
It's typical. I wasn't listening to my wife.
Gosh. I finished a master's degree. I wrote a thesis, and the app ended up being the tool.
Okay, so this was your research project on your thesis.
Yes.
Your master's.
So
okay.
I finished my master's degree.
Focus.
I wrote
well, good job, babe. Focus. Good job on the master's.
Focus.
I'm here. I'm with you.
You're with me.
The app tracks kindness.
So is it K-I-N-D, N-E-S-S,
yes.
And then just kindness?
Kindness matters.
Matters,
M-A-T-T-E-R-S. E-D-U. We put tacked on it.
Oh,
E-D-U on the end because okay. It's for education. This is for you know, it's targeted for secondary education schools.
Well, I think it's going to take off. I think you've got a lot of states to go to.
We do, and it's exciting and kind of scary all at the same time. This morning in my Stand For Kind meeting, we have an entire state of Michigan who's ready for this. They just received a grant, and Stand For Kind services were part of that. So we're looking at spreading into Michigan in January. And then we also got Canada asked us to come up
in
Alberta. These things take, I wish I could say, oh, you know, we got this and we're going. But it does, in education, everything progresses slowly. Mm-hmm. And so you have to slowly get all the pieces of the puzzle together, and then you can can rock forward. But
Megan, what has been the process? I mean, I've watched you through this, mm-hmm. you know, but there's been some key people that have kind of helped you, I mm-hmm. guess, along the way. I mean, how has this process progressed?
Well, it's a huge blessing. There are people who, number one, just encourage. Because this was a huge undertaking. It was huge. I mean, it's hard enough to finish a master's degree and write a thesis and submit it to a university and go through all the criticism of the peer review board. But Katie Thurgeson, she's the librarian in Etna Elementary, and she did the master's degree with me, and I literally could not have done it without
her.
She's
awesome.
She is the best of people. And
let's do a shout out for Katie,
yes,
should we?
Yes, we love Katie.
You bet.
Go.
Go, Katie!
Yeah! Good job, Katie.
I just pulled it up. I like this, the
yes.
fingers with the heart. That's darling.
That's my app.
Nice.
So, and Crowdbotics, I couldn't have done it without them. They are amazing at taking concept to application. That was huge. The learning curve was painful, to say the least.
Sure.
I mean, trying to get an app developed and processed through the Apple developer site is extremely painful and difficult.
Oh.
And I basically was on my own to figure all of that out. I had to just do it on my own.
Oof.
And then I met Pam Hayes. She's the founder of Stand For Kind. Over the summer, my sister Abby runs a podcast out of Utah.
And your sister Abby
My sister Abby is the First Lady of Utah. So Spencer Cox is my brother-in-law. He's the governor of Utah.
He's my brother-in-law, too.
Yes. And my sister Abby runs a...
He doesn't
claim
you.
He really doesn't. Tries to avoid Travis. Just kidding. So Abby runs a podcast, and she interviewed Pam Hayes, and then she called me and said, Megan, you need to talk to Pam. Like, this she's doing what you are doing, except she's... And she was 15 years ahead of me.
Oh, wow.
So she already has the framework built and the groundwork and the...
She's awesome.
Infrastructure. And not only is she awesome and highly intelligent, but she is ultra kind. Like, she really embodies what she does, and I'm impressed every single meeting I have with her every Wednesday morning with how kind she is and how she's handling this very difficult context. We're talking about mental health, and there's a myriad of feelings and opinions and pain around that, and she handles it really well. So Pam Hayes would be somebody.
Let's give a shout out to Pam Hayes, should we?
Yes!
Pam. So let's go to the dark side for
okay.
a minute.
So
you know, MJ and I are both EMTs for the hospital.
Right.
And I think we've seen our fair share of mental health problems.
Absolutely.
Not the least of all suicides.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it seems that I know that it is increasing.
Right.
And we're seeing it in the obviously in the ambulance service, the law enforcement, that type of stuff. But we're seeing it increasingly in our youth.
Right.
Aren't we?
Yes. That has a lot to do with this culture that I'm speaking of, because our communication styles are what actually drives that culture. And when we communicate for the majority on social media platforms, it engenders this kind of negative culture.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we have to be really careful, because communication styles are what drives this. And so, and those social media, I could dive into that because I've done so much research on it, but I won't write this very minute. But those social media play, everybody's like, oh, social media is really bad. Well, I could go right down into the science of why it is, and why it is actually infiltrating and isolating from youth onto adults. Because it's not, you guys know very well, it's not just kids who are committing suicide in this valley.
Oh,
we got adults killing themselves too.
We have a huge problem.
We do.
With suicide, and it is, but it's this isolating.
In fact, there was one yesterday.
Yes.
If I remember right.
There was
two
over the on
two.
One day.
Two. Yeah,
there was
two.
Two on one day.
Two suicides in one day.
And in this little small town, that's, whoa.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the numbers are extremely high, and Wyoming, in some reports, it depends on what report you look at, but Wyoming is one of the very top per capita. Suicide rate in the nation, right?
Uh-huh.
In fact, in one report I just looked at, we were number one in front of Alaska. Rural areas tend to be worse in just for the fact of a lack of resources, and then also this isolating component of social media. It's a very isolating issue that we're dealing with, and this culture that is really driven by our communication.
I think personally it's a lack of Chick-fil-A.
Travis, it's always right.
It's food. See what I mean? I feel like if my office was next to a Chick-fil-A, I would not have a bad day.
You should just buy a franchise then. Bring it
I
here.
I can't afford it.
Okay.
I looked into it once.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Millions.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of coin.
No.
So maybe if Megan's app takes off.
Yeah.
Right now he's just financing our app. So that's...
I'm working a double job here.
He's just doing all the things.
So I bet during COVID that because the kids were isolated.
Yes. COVID kicked something off, especially in education. It was such an interesting... And we see the trends all over the nation. Education was hit just like everything else. But COVID... I feel like the trends were going in that direction, and they were increasing this isolation and this culture of negativity and just a kind of a lack of hope of future. And, and then COVID just exponentially just jumped it. You know
it
what
sure
I
did.
Mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like as a nation, as a almost worldwide, we're trying to learn how to relive and to change with everything that we have at our hands. I don't know how exactly to say that, but we're trying to rewrite because what we understood of how life worked now got all shifted up.
It's all different.
So now we're kind of trying to rewrite and recreate, and our children are definitely on the forefront of that. They're trying to decide, you know, I don't like this per se. And I'm grateful that we're finally starting to get even politicians. I hate to bring up politics, but even politicians are starting to see, you know, social media is not all that great, and we need to at least put some parameters on it for students.
I agree.
Kids under 18, and so we're starting to recognize that this total social experiment on our children was really a bad idea. We're starting to make some shifts and some changes. You cannot take technology away. That's not that's not really possible. I mean, you can say, and I'm an advocate for taking phones out of schools, like not having the kids, but it doesn't make sense. They're going to go home and use them anyway.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So
they need to learn to live with
you
them.
You must mm-hmm. educate students. And so this app basically says you can use this tool to actually increase your happiness, your contentment, and change the perception of how you see everything. And
that's
so
right.
You can really train your brain to see the good. You can mm-hmm. use this tool to see the good around you because it's there. But and one thing I was going to say when you talked about influencers, one thing that I find so interesting once I jumped out of education and started this whole journey with foundations and not-for-profits, there are amazing people who want to help.
Yes.
Like, there are amazing resources. I am blown away so many times at how many good people mm-hmm. are willing to throw money and resources and help. Right now, what we struggle with inside schools is just having the infrastructure and the framework in order to allow that. And there's just so much red tape wrapped around education. Deservedly so. It must be, because we protect our children, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But there are some major roadblocks that don't allow all of those resources in and to the right people at the right time. And our resources... when I talk about resources, I mean people. We don't have, in rural areas, we don't have a lot of people.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And so right. so we that's usually where we're lacking.
Mm-hmm.
But I am amazed at all of the wonderful people in the world that are willing to really just grapple with this problem and try to help and solve.
Oh, it's absolutely fascinating. And I think it's needed right now.
It is.
Right now more than ever. Mm-hmm. So is the age group, what ages do you go into college?
We haven't yet. My age group is, the app is approved for 13 and up. So,
okay.
So Apple developer is very, very careful on their age and what it does. And so my app has absolutely zero social media functions. It's called a social network app. It's not really even a social media app. And so,
okay.
and it's got
sense.
So many safety precautions on it that you can't, because whenever you're going to throw something into a school, you have got to have everything taken care of. So,
right.
So this one is, we, in my meeting this morning with Stand For Kind, we have a group out of University of Utah students.
Whoop, whoop!
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who have decided they want to also do this. And so they're looking because, they're getting, Stand For Kind is getting information from colleges in Utah saying we need help with this in our universities and our colleges. So there's a group out of University of Utah who students who want to create an advisory board for our resources and start to really develop something for that age group as well.
Huh.
My app specifically targets secondary schools,
mm-hmm.
but these are mental habits that will follow you through your whole life. Once
sure.
you train yourself to do this,
sure, sure.
then this is something, these are life skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's amazing.
So, I mean, we've talked a lot about here, Megan, but in kind of closing, what do you hope to accomplish here?
Well, honestly, I just want to be someone who creates a movement, and I don't even think I'm creating the movement. I'm just joining those who are, and that's, I've just been so impressed by all of these people who are willing to fight this fight. And let me tell you, it's a fight. Not a single day do I wake up and say, oh, I know what I'm going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day I wake up and say, oh, okay, now what? You know what I mean? And where do I go from here? And what do I do? And how do I do it? And I've just been so impressed with this amazing amount of people who are willing to jump on this and mm-hmm. fight this fight. And all I want to do, Travis, is be a part of that fight. I want to create a movement where we don't tolerate sexual harassment in our schools, where we don't tolerate leaders or bosses or anybody who has authority over us to hurt or demean or be, you know, I want to create a movement where kindness is the rule. Culture, the culture we live in, is the culture where you love each other and you help each other and we're all working towards something that's good and empower our students to do that themselves. And so that's what I just want to do. I just want to wake up every morning and do something that means something.
Boy, I married up, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Sometimes I don't know how to define that, but the app is my starting point.
My goal is like to find a big deer, you know? I feel like I got one more in me before I die, but
my goal is
wants to change the world, you know?
I know.
So I just think that's wonderful. Question that just came to me. What have you talked to? I mean, obviously you've talked to school leaders, superintendents,
absolutely,
legislatures, maybe
senators.
What's happening there? I mean, what do you get as feedback?
The good news is this: our senators in the Adult Mental Health Task Force are working hard to figure out a solution for this. Now, nothing is ever cut and dry, ever, and that's why politics are so hard. Is because there are so many nuances and problems and all the things that you have to consider when you're doing this. But they are working hard, and the good news is it's on the forefront. Mental health is on the forefront of legislators' minds, and I have spoken at the Adult Mental Health Task Force committee meetings, and they were gracious and understanding and really, really great. Lots of issues still to iron out as far as plans for an entire state. But I have been privy. I've been working with the Wyoming Department of Education and have been privy to many of their initiatives and projects and followed through with them and talked to them. I even completed an entire interview process with all of the people involved in Project Aware Grant.
Wow, awesome.
That really just helps consolidate all of these movements in the same direction. Now, if we can get all of the pieces of the puzzle to fit together and to work in the right direction, that'd be great. I've also met with Matt Erickson and Nate Westcott here at Lincoln County School District number 2, and are working with them. A grant came up, a student support grant came up, and would possibly enable them to be able to tackle some of these issues.
Awesome.
So yes, that's mostly incredible. What I do is network, and just be involved in. And then a little shout out to the Hughes Charitable Foundation. They actually gave me a grant that is going to enable me to put these programs into at least 23 schools. That was my goal, 23 schools in the state of Wyoming. And so far we're at 5. So we got a little ways to go there. But they, once again, these money people
right.
created this foundation to help people. And they are so generous and great to say, here, Megan, go get them. Let's try it.
Sounds
and
like a shout out to the Hughes Charitable Grant Foundation.
That's right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, Hughes.
Hughes.
Molly Hughes from Jackson.
Oh, that's awesome. No kidding. From Wyoming.
Jackson, Wyoming. That's she was fantastic. As gracious thank you, Molly. As a person could be. She was wonderful.
That's cool.
Well, Megan, thanks for coming on our podcast today.
You're welcome.
This has been great.
It's been wonderful.
It's nice to have you. So, in closing, what would you say would be your most favorite sugary treat?
Dark chocolate anything.
Yeah. That would be your favorite sugary treat?
I love it so much. Dark chocolate and nuts. Dark chocolate, nuts, and caramel.
That's a diabetic treat.
See? I see the good. He sees the bad, right?
No comment.
All right.
I'll let you guys iron it out.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Megan. We want to thank again our sponsor, Star Valley Health, for all you do for us.
Eco Life,
thanks for all you do. This is the Why Your Story podcast, brought to you by the beautiful home of SBI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
Go and be good.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Ciao, bella.